your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Moose, Breezy, we're just checking in this morning. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Where's our friends at?
They're just all over the city. Just scattered, littered, if you will. Just checking in from Gates, Sodus, Canandaigua, Penfield.
All our favorite places.
Every corner. So let's get into it, shall we? Lindsay's here. She's from Gates.
What's up, Lindsay?
She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good today because tonight I'm going to a concert. I wonder if it's the one I'm going to.
Which one are you going to?
I'm going to Quinn 92.
You're going
really
to Quinn 92, Lindsay?
About that. Lindsay?
Where is it?
My concert's in Syracuse. I don't know where hers is, but absolutely iconic. Nico and Steven are checking in.
There they are.
Vibes are up. Got some overtime in yesterday. Love it. Today is payday. Looking forward to that. Hope you guys have a great day.
Payday in the middle of the week. Wow.
That's iconic.
That's what's up. What company do you guys work for?
Yeah, literally drop the link.
Now you can afford to have Pizza Thursday tomorrow.
Ooh, wait.
We love that. Thank you guys for checking in. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are not it this morning.
That's okay.
It's rainy. It's cold. I wish I was still in bed. Yesterday was the longest day. Going to stay with my grandson while their mom's at work today. Hang out and have some quality time. Have a great day, guys. Thanks, Amy.
Well,
we
listen,
love you.
Amy, the glass is half full because for the next 8 days straight after today, it's going to be nothing but sunshine and the weather's going to be absolutely outstanding. Plus the temperature. I mean, by tomorrow, we're going to see Thursday almost 58 and sunny, Friday 64 and sunny, Saturday and Sunday close to 70 degrees and sunny, Monday 72, Tuesday 73. I mean, we're good. We're good. It's crazy that that's fall weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's okay to have a couple of bad days.
For sure.
Makes the good ones all worthwhile.
What's up with you?
Not much. Just sick as a dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to take the day to rest yesterday, and that's exactly what I did.
Good.
I don't think it did any. It didn't make a dent. I woke up this morning. It was really tough. You know how tough it was? I didn't even come close to making my bed. That's where we're at.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know it's bad. I didn't make my bed this morning. So if that doesn't
tell
you.
Did you get medicine?
What's that?
Did you get medicine?
I took that. What did I have in my cabinet? I took the Mucinex liquid because it's got like the Tylenol in it too. And it helps with the cough and the congestion and the headache. But you know when your body just feels so drained?
Yeah.
And your skin is like soft to the touch?
Mm-hmm.
All the symptoms, that's where I'm at.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
I'm just miserable. But, you know, I'll get through it. I'm hoping to feel better by tomorrow. Because if you don't think about it, I like to think that that helps. But I'm in denial, too. You guys understand.
It's kind of hard not to think about when you're literally not breathing. But, yes, I understand what you're saying.
How are your vibes?
Oh, my God, they're great.
We got to balance each other out, Breeze.
Yeah, I had a great day yesterday. I ran errands. I didn't get home till 6. Everyone knows, maybe they don't. I should probably do like a formal break on it, but I'm moving in with my girlfriend come January. And if you know me, you know that once I get an idea in my head, I can't really stop until it's done. So not me driving to Webster in the middle of nowhere to go to a barn where this woman named Jennifer owns a mattress warehouse in the back of her house.
So oh, really?
I was laying on mattresses. It's okay, really so something.
Why did you need to get a new mattress?
Oh, well, I'm not moving into her apartment without a king.
No, really?
No shot.
She's got room for a king mattress?
For sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I won't do it. So, I learned yesterday that there's people that resell mattresses that people have, like, bought, and then their warranty, like, they get, like, a 30-day warranty, and they're like, yeah, I don't really love this.
Sure.
So then they get sent those mattresses, and they're virtually brand new.
Even though in those 30 days, you could still do some disgusting, unforgiving things on a mattress.
This mattress, I think, was in the custody of the owner for 4 days. So I was like, I love it. I'm going to get it. And she was like, okay. And then I found a brand new, what's it called? Like bed frame, headboard.
Yeah.
In box.
For the king?
For the king.
She sell those too?
No, I found that from somebody else. So I have to go get all that stuff today. Not the mattress, but.
Who's picking this stuff up?
Me.
You have a Nissan.
I have my girlfriend's car today. Gotta go do it all.
Would she have an SUV?
She does. She does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to fit a king mattress where?
No, I'm not getting the mattress today. I'm getting the
frame.
Yeah. It's all in a box. So.
You thinking you can put a king mattress in the back of an SUV?
I don't. Yeah. So I think I'm going to get the truck. So.
All right. Well. Breezy is
and I'm going to a concert today, so yeah, I'm very excited about that.
The next chapter for our girl Breezy. This is going to be a lot of content in the next 3 months. I'll tell you that right now.
I know, I'm very excited.
Thank you guys for checking in with your vibes this morning. Coming up next for the big story of the day, the Rochester Police Department is launching a program. This is going to be November 1st. We'll tell you why they're going to be handing out Narcan all over the city to people even like ourselves. You know, you can never be too safe. That's coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. The Rochester Police Department is launching a program that's going to hit November 1st that aims to help combat overdoses and overdose deaths in the city and across Monroe County. Now, as part of the Leave Behind, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Naloxone program? Haven't heard of it. But officers will hand out Narcan to people at high risk of an overdose, along with their friends, family members, and their associates. Some are even leaving this at the workplace.
Mm-hmm. I took my girlfriend's car today because I have to get something after work, and she has a bunch in her glove box.
She does, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, this is just another tool to get Narcan into the hands of people that, you know, need it the most. And that is something that, as of October 4th, they're saying more than 1,400 overdoses and 122 suspected overdose deaths have been reported across the county. So one thing to talk about statistically is numbers. In Monroe County Executive Adam Bello said, at the end of the day, those who are out there struggling in our community need the most help. Because each one of these kits will include 2 doses of Narcan, information on how to use it, harm reduction strategies, and resources to seek help. Every kit is a chance to save a life and bring hope to these battling a substance abuse disorder. So the program will start in the Rochester Police Department's Clinton section, which has about 100 officers. And then Smith said the plan is to implement the program across the entire department come February. So
I think that's great because, you know what? That's one more step into saving lives of this massive epidemic that is the opioid epidemic. And
has anybody ever been intrigued by what the heck Narcan actually is?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You just put it under someone's nose and all of a sudden they snap out of it. I'm mm-hmm. like, what is that
yeah.
stuff?
It's a life-saving tool. It really is.
Right?
It's insane.
But what is it? Like, what's
it's
in it?
It's a massive drug. I mean, like, it's
is it a spray or is it just you're just sniffing it?
It's a spray.
It is. So they do have to spray it in your nose.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
I hope I never have to use it.
You speak for a lot of us, Breezy. Coming up on the show, Irene is going to come on the air with us next to discuss her 7-year-old daughter's Halloween costume. Now, her daughter's second grade teacher said, I apologize, but it's offensive. But is it? We'll get Irene on the show with us after the break to hear why she had to tell her daughter her costume is not appropriate for school. That's coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
The question being asked this morning from a mother by the name of Irene is, do people really care if a child dresses up as Pocahontas for Halloween? It's parental confidential. We got this message from Irene the other day, and she was just trying to come up with ideas of what do you even tell your seven-year-old daughter, who so badly just wants to dress up as her favorite Disney character.
Yeah. Right? I mean, she loves Pocahontas. She's been watching Pocahontas, and that's what she wants to go to Halloween as. And you know what? That's what happens when you're a kid. You get really fixated on one thing, and you're like, I'm going to be that for Halloween. And the fact that this is an issue is really grinding my gears.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys have to say about this. 585-252-9800. Before that, let's get our girl Irene on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Irene.
Yeah, I was calling. I have a small dilemma. I say small because there are like bigger issues going on in the world aside from my daughter's Halloween costume.
Yeah. Sure.
But I still don't know what to do. So essentially, my seven-year-old wants to be Pocahontas for Halloween.
Okay.
Her favorite Disney character. She watches the movie all the time. And I only feel iffy about it because it seems to be like a trigger point for so many people right now.
Mm.
So, like, my husband's father is a huge football fan of the Washington Redskins, and he got so upset when they changed their name to, I don't know, I think it's like the Commanders or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But essentially, I'm worried that a seven-year-old can get canceled.
Oh. I don't know. Can a seven-year-old today get canceled?
I mean, maybe they're not going to get canceled in this moment, but, I mean, if that comes out in 15 years...
Oh, that's true.
They could definitely get canceled.
Because
that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening, right? These 25, 30-year-olds, they're launching their careers, and people are going back and looking at pictures of them and like, you dressed up as an Indian when you were seven. You're racist. It's like, I don't know if that's exactly the truth.
It's scary because that's the world we live in.
It is.
And
it really is.
I don't know. I mean, I would reach out to her teacher if you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I actually did that. So I sent her teacher an email and asked what her thoughts were. And basically, we're like, hey, if my daughter wears this Pocahontas outfit into class, like, is it crossing a line? Like,
some
people are okay with it. Others might be super offended.
Sure.
And she was really sweet, but she basically was like, you know, she's an educator. And she essentially said, like, looking out for the well-being of her students, she was like, I honestly think you shouldn't. Like,
really?
So
she's, your teacher said, your daughter's teacher said it's probably a no-go.
Yeah, she just said it probably wouldn't go well, essentially.
I see.
Oh my God. And if it didn't go well, like, my daughter would be the victim of it. So anyway, I had to tell her this, and she had a meltdown.
Did she understand what any of it meant?
I mean, probably not.
Right.
And it's not like I want to explain this to a seven-year-old.
Cancel culture to a seven-year-old.
Well, what's the reasoning you gave her that she can't wear the costume?
I basically just said, like, her teacher didn't like the costume and tried to frame it in such a way that it was like, you know, there's other princesses, like, there's other options. I just don't think this will be the best one. But it's so hard because it's like, how do you explain this to a seven-year-old in the way that they're going to comprehend?
You don't.
I don't know.
Yeah. You literally don't. Because you know what? When you're 7 years old, you're living life blissfully, happily, and you have no worries, essentially.
Right. And then, you have no concept of why this would be a problem.
And you get to 20, 30 years old, and reality slaps you in the face, and everyone has a problem with everything, and it's like, wait, I just, like, really love Pocahontas. Like, it's just so insane, if you ask me. But,
does anyone really care?
Honestly, why I'm calling. I'm just trying to get a gauge on, like, does anyone actually care? Does anyone actually have a problem with a non-Native American seven-year-old dressing up as Pocahontas for Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, is that actually a problem?
I you know what? Today's day and age, probably. But 585-252-9800, I'd love to hear from our listeners on this. If you would go against the words of the teacher and just dress your daughter up as Pocahontas anyways. Send her off to school. But you don't want to put her in a spot either.
Right. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. Like, maybe it's not going to be a problem today or tomorrow, but will it be a problem in 10 years? Will cancel culture only ramp up from what it is right now, which is I believe, at an all-time high. And then what, your daughter's not getting her first, you know, entry-level position out of college because she dressed up as Pocahontas when she was 7? Give me a break.
Well, who knows where social media is going to be in 15 years from now. You know what? Did you reason with her? Be like, hey, you can't wear it to school, but you're more than welcome to wear it trick-or-treating. Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
But school was, like, you know, the important Halloween party.
Of course.
I didn't know they're even still doing those.
And then you could also let her do it, but you better pray to God you don't take any pictures and they don't surface.
Yeah, which is just such a silly thing to have to worry about anyway.
No, she's 7. I think she'll be okay, but I don't know. This is very interesting. I'm glad that you called up because I'm sure there might be other parents that are facing the same issue you're going through right now. So thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Irene.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to some of our listeners' text messages and calls, 585-252-9800. Thanks, Irene. Have a good Halloween.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, clearly some people feel a certain way about this, looking at the text messages. Let me get to some phone calls real quick. Hi, Peaks White. What's your name?
Hi, this is Paula.
Hi.
Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Thanks for calling in. What do you think?
Of course, I'm amazing. I wouldn't do it. I know she's 7. I would only do it if she's going to a private party with family and friends,
okay,
and there are no pictures taken. I wouldn't do it only because it's just kind of, it's like a slap in the face of the indigenous community. And the storyline that Disney presented with Pocahontas is not the real story of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tragic, sad story.
Sure.
I just wouldn't exploit my child in that manner. And I know that she's a child and she should be protected from social media and all these attackers, but we mm-hmm. know how they are. We know how social media yeah. is. I just wouldn't do it unless she's going to a family party. I just yeah. wouldn't do it.
Don't you think it's sad that this is the world we live in, though?
Oh, it's very sad. It's also sad that Disney made this movie, but that's a whole different topic.
Right, right, of course.
Well, yeah, because Disney is doing it in their, obviously, like a lot of films, they're sugarcoating what actually...
And
what,
I always feel like kids should be off limits with stuff like this. Like, they don't know. And she's 7. You're not going to tell her the true story of Pocahontas at this age. Let kids be kids, but people would, like, go in on the mother. Like, why would her mother let her do this?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want your child all over social media. It's just wrong,
right.
But people don't have the same respect and morals as they did back in the day.
No, they do
yeah.
not.
No, that's a great take. Paula, thank you so much for the call. I got this text that came in from Ray that says, people think this costume is offensive. My friend dressed up as Osama bin Laden after 9/11, and nobody batted an eye. Well, odd.
Oh, dear.
You went to school like that?
Oh, dear. Yeah, this is really, really something. You can tell her it's based off a real person, and it's a sad story. Ultimately, this person says, this teacher is wrong. This is insane. There is no victim. The girl is 7. She cannot get canceled. Let her wear what she wants. Stop stealing joy from children. Let them be little. Nobody cares if they look a certain way. Give kids a moment to breathe.
Mm.
Yeah, you can give kids a moment to breathe. I'm just looking at the repercussions 15 years down the line because that's what we see so much these days.
Oh, my God.
These yep. influencers get a million followers. Now these followers are digging up their past. You wore a Pocahontas costume when you were 7. You must be racist. It's like, that's really not how that works.
No.
But okay.
I mean, you have any idea how many Facebook memories I've deleted in the last 2 years? It's crazy. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Dan.
Dan, welcome to the show, buddy. What's your thoughts?
This is just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do we keep teaching kids race? Like,
yeah.
That's a problem with the world. Like, my daughter's white as snow, and she wants to be Doc McStuffins. But she can't be Doc McStuffins because of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know the difference in color.
Sure.
What is that? I've never heard
of that. Yeah, I don't know what that is exactly.
I've never heard of that. Doc what? McStuffin?
Doc McStuffins.
What is that?
It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And here we are. People have to teach little kids about race. They don't know color.
No, right. Of course. No, I know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's honestly, it's tainting children, but that's my opinion.
But that's just my thought. I mean, it's crazy that kids can't be kids today.
Well, what, so are you going to let your daughter dress up in that costume or no?
Yeah, so she has the costume. Obviously, she's not going to change the color of her skin.
Right,
but,
right, of course.
I mean, if somebody has a problem with it, that's their problem. She doesn't know.
Yeah, sure. I gotcha. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Dan.
It.
This is actually a really good point, too. What about Moana? Like, okay, let's take Pocahontas away from the whole situation, because that's a little touchy with just the way the story was told from Disney back in the 90s. Moana's a, you know, Pacific Islander surfer, whatever she is. I'm not super familiar with the... All I know is that she's very cultured.
Yeah.
That's what the whole movie's about.
So this morning, before we went on to do this segment, I looked up the 15 most offensive Halloween costumes for 2024, and that was on the list. And plus COVID-19. I'm like, oh, God. Okay. It's like, whatever. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Irene, thank you for weighing in this morning, and all you guys. I know this
people
is...
People are really ramped and ready for this one.
I know. It's crazy, and it's the world we live in, unfortunately, but everybody is just trying to tiptoe around everybody else's
feelings.
I literally
can't stop these texts from coming in.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back. And do not forget, guys, we got those Justin Timberlake tickets. We're going to be giving away later in the show. Make sure you listen to win.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
A lot of pissed off people this morning, but that's okay. It's the middle of the week. You might as well just get it off your chest now before you bring it home to your significant other.
That's our job.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get to all of your unpopular opinions, shall we? Naya's here. What's up, Naya? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I watched the Menendez Brothers documentary, and they should 100% stay in prison because they are absolutely guilty. There I said it. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel triggered. Well, first of all, not to go down a rabbit hole, yes, they 100% murdered their parents. They're guilty of that. Is it justified? Did they do the time after 30-something years? Should they now officially be let out because of the abuse that took place in the home?
I just don't understand why this was...
I don't know.
Why it took this long to get that off their chest. Hey, our parents abused us.
No, they did it during the trial.
Okay. I
mean, everybody knew that.
I've honestly watched so many different versions of the same story. I'm just kind of over it. And I think I've said that. I'm over it. Like, I just feel like, why is this getting brought back up now? I've already said this. So.
Because of the series and because of the documentary. Yeah. Let's go over to our friend Joe here. Feeling great this morning. Joe says, let's all stop glorifying hard work so much. There I said it. Too many people are burnt out, and that's not how to become successful.
What?
Too many people are burnt out. You mean like a burnout culture type of thing? Because, yeah, that can affect somebody's psyche.
Definitely.
But don't tell people not to work hard.
Yeah,
that's
what?
The last thing we need.
Oh, my gosh.
Joey!
I have two for today, but... My first one is this. I think that there is such thing as too much sex in a movie or a TV show. I'm watching Tell Me Lies right now on Hulu.
Yeah.
All they're doing is having sex. That's the whole show. And I'm like, listen, I'm no prude, but like, when do we draw the line in the sand? It's so aggressive.
Do you remember the
lot?
What was that Netflix show? Bridgerton? Remember that? That was nothing but hooking up.
I don't do accents, so no, I didn't watch that. But
oh, you weren't a fan, huh?
I don't do British accents. I think it's a lot, and I also think it's unrealistic. But that's just my personal opinion.
Bridgerton was fun the first couple of episodes. What year is that in? When is that? Like the 1700s, 16? I don't know.
Didn't watch it.
Hannah Banana, did you watch it? Oh, it's terrible. Okay. I got to get you a mic, intern Hannah. Let's go over to Corey.
I'll probably get it her last day. Hannah, it's your last day. Here's a mic.
Corey says, I said it once and I'll say it again. If you drive a Tesla, you, my friend, are a total turd. There, I said it. Let me know if you need me to say it again. Corey doesn't like Tesla drivers, apparently. I don't know why. You ever drive a Tesla?
Never.
I mean, look, it's a great car. The technology for this car is incredible. But if there's one thing I despise about this vehicle, you can't drive anywhere long distance. You're constantly charging this vehicle. Unless you buy the bigger battery, which costs you an extra, I don't know, $45,000.
Yeah, no, I'm not charging. I can't even charge my phone. You think I'm going to charge my car?
Yeah, tell me about
it. So good.
Tell me about it. No. What's your percentage right now?
I don't even know.
Let me guess. 9?
Actually, no, it's 98. 98 PXY. Jonathan's here. He says, Christmas is totally depressing. There, I said it.
Oh my God, I got the same text from Audrey. I'm depressed thinking about Christmas and the holidays. What's the matter, guys?
What's wrong, Audrey?
I understand.
You're going through a breakup.
Well, listen, I do understand that the holidays sometimes are difficult for people, especially if you're struggling mentally. So,
you can
come spend it with me and my fam.
I'm telling you right now, there's no worse time to break up than the holidays.
My mother's making her 8-layer lasagna for Christmas Eve. You can come through. Carly says, it makes me sick that my boyfriend owns a dog. He keeps the poor baby in a crate for 9 hours a day. Mm. Not everyone deserves a pet. There, I said it.
No, they do not. If you don't know how to take care of your dog, you shouldn't own one.
Do you need us to call the Rochester Humane Society, Carly?
It's so sick. People buy dogs for like accessories, and they buy them for their own personal pleasure and enjoyment. I think buying a dog and owning a dog when you can't fully give yourself to that animal is selfish, period, point blank. There, I said it. This person did not tag their name. McDonald's breakfast sandwiches hit midweek. There, I said it. Oh, we love that for you.
God, I love a good sausage egg McMuffin.
The McGriddle. This person says, quiet quitting is actually just doing your job description. And if you think that's bad, then you're stupid. And most definitely a bad manager. There, I said it. Oh.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
Quiet quitting?
It's actually just doing your job description. I don't get it.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
What's up, Christopher? Outback Steakhouse, you guys, has a better breadbasket than both Olive Garden and Red Lobster. There, I said it. That's not true. Red Lobster trumps. But even more than that, Texas Roadhouse, best bread, best rolls. There, I said it. Almond butter? Get out of town. Are you kidding me?
I'll say it until we get into it, but I think that political signs in the front yard are absolutely idiotic and stupid. There, I said it. I'm not going to be driving down 104 and see the sign in your front yard and be like, you know what? I think I'm going to change my mind. I think I'm going to switch on what I have in my head of voting for.
November's creeping up on us. Those political signs are everywhere. And people want you to know who they're voting for. In my opinion, it's not the safest thing to do.
I don't think it's safe either. I think you're the target for a hate crime on either side. Like, what's happening here? I just don't agree with it, but that's my opinion.
If a 7-year-old girl wants to dress up as Pocahontas for Halloween, then you should let her. And if someone is offended by that, then that's their freaking problem. There, I said it. That came in from Ben. And we're, you know what? For this call we had with Irene last break, there were a lot of upset people. Apparently, her daughter, it's her favorite Disney character. She wants to dress up for Halloween and go to school as Pocahontas. The mom reached out to the teacher, said, what do you think about this? And the teacher was like, I advise against it. For the well-being of my students that I have to look out for, I can't allow that to happen. I'm like, we got to replay that call later today at some point. We will.
People are less concerned about the Pocahontas of it all, but they really want to know people's take on Moana. That's more relevant. That doesn't have a negative connotation to it. That is also culture. Like, what are people's take on Moana and dressing up as Moana?
Yeah.
I mean,
same thing.
She's a Pacific Islander. She's definitely has culture to her.
Well,
that not everybody is a part of.
Right.
And we'll leave it with this one. We need to stop treating kids' sports, including high school sports, like they're professional sports. Put the fun back into their recreational activities. There, I said it. Everyone has that one dad that's like still wearing his Letterman jacket. He like blew his knee out junior year. He's like, come on, Johnny.
It's always the dad.
You got it, Johnny. It's like, Dad, I don't even like this sport.
Dads are pissed. The moms are in the back. Did you guys get your orange wedges? Everyone get their
He's like, I'm seven.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Very, very, very exciting news. Last night was the kickoff of RBTL's Wester Auditorium Theater season for all of the plays and all of the things coming up in this upcoming year. Les Mis was last night.
Yes, I heard. I saw the news story on that.
Was the kickoff. And after a nearly 100-year-old building that is the RBTL, Wester Auditorium Theater, they're making a lot of changes, and you're going to see those and experience those over the next, you know, however many shows are going to be here for this upcoming season of Broadway. The doors opened last night for Les Mis, like I said, and like they were very excited to kick off the 2024-2025 Broadway season. And there was a new bar that they put in there, which made its debut. There was a couple different places in the building that were revamped. Although they kept the historical vibe and features of the building, it needed a little facelift. I love when people can revamp buildings but still keep the culture and the history within it.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest changes that took place for all the theater goers was the brand new elevator that they put in from the second to the third floors. And the only way before was up and down the stairs. So obviously that wasn't wheelchair accessible for everybody. No. And that would obviously force them to buy the more expensive tickets in the orchestra seating. So I'm very excited. You know, I'm a huge, huge show theater goer. I didn't get to go last night, but I'm very excited to check out all the revamped things that they're doing. And a lot of people are very excited. They're going to just like stay in the lobby and check out all the new things that they have going on there. So very excited. I know that's been going on for quite some time, and I'm glad it's finally revamped and ready for the public.
Yeah, it's going to be a really awesome season, RBTL coming up. If your sibling was a licensed massage therapist, would you trust them to work out those knots in your back? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know a single person who would be comfortable with getting a full body massage from their sibling.
Right.
That's until we had the conversation with our sales guy yesterday.
What?
I'll share with you the comment he made and why it sent a shiver down everyone's spine. That's next on the show. Plus, your shot at Justin Timberlake tickets in the next hour on PXY.
Need a boost to your morning? Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98 PXY.
Are we doing the Red Wing?
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Don't forget, guys, coming up in the next hour, your shot at Justin Timberlake tickets. Make sure you listen to win. We'll tell you your cue to call. I'm not sure how to even break this down, so I'm just going to come out and say it. Yesterday, it was brought to my attention, along with some of the people we work with here, by one of our sales guys, who, in my opinion, has a difficult time of knowing when to shut it off.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about. I think I do.
We had a mandatory company gathering after the show yesterday for a grand reopening party of the first floor conference room.
Big stuff, people. Big stuff.
They worked really hard on it. So there was breakfast pizza and bottomless mimosas minus the champagne. So I bring up the fact that I've been looking for... No, we're all just talking amongst each other. And I was like, I'm trying to find a place where I can get a really good full body massage. A professional one. Not someone who's in high heels in a miniskirt. I'm talking Skecher shape-ups, khakis, and a polo. Okay? The more they look like a Southwest flight attendant, the better. That's what I'm into. I just want a professional massage. And a few people recommended, like, I don't know, Woodcliffe, the Del Monte. Another coworker goes, let me get you in touch with my sister. She's amazing. And he shared that he's very excited for his sister to become a licensed massage therapist because now he can get free massages whenever he wants.
What?
And I said, wait a second. I said, what kind of massages? Like normal over the shirt? He goes, no, like full body massages, like oil. It's I go, what?
What?
I said, so myself and three other people looked at each other and I said, you would let your sister do that? He goes, yeah, she's a professional. It's totally normal. I said, look around at all the faces of the people in this room right now. Nobody thinks this is normal. Sure, a quick rub of the shoulders over the shirt, no problem.
Right.
But you going into a candle-lit room naked, waiting for your sister to come in, that's 100% over the top.
So good. I'm so good.
I've seen this adult movie 100 times, okay? Is it just me? I don't have a sister. But if I did, she ain't touching me, okay? You can assure she is not giving me a full body massage. How comfortable can one be? This is sick. Does anyone else feel the same about this, or is it just me?
I don't have a sister, but my brother has a sister, and I would never do this for my brother.
Oh, no, of course not.
I'm so good. I'm all set.
What if the table?
This is disgusting.
What if the tables were reversed, ladies? What if you had a brother that was becoming a licensed massage therapist? Would you let him give you a full body massage? What if your Uncle Pete volunteered? Where do we draw the line,
no,
people?
No.
This is family.
Absolutely not.
I'm just shocked.
I'm shooketh. I literally can't even wrap my head around it.
Let's ask our intern, Hannah. You have a couple of brothers, yes?
Yeah, I would never, ever. Oh, my gosh. I can't even, like, comprehend that.
Hannah's malfunctioning.
We high five. That's it. I don't want to.
That's the closest.
What if he
getting.
Was using your favorite massage oils, though? Would...
That's disgusting.
Okay,
that's disgusting.
You can go sit down.
She's like, why did I accept this internship, to be honest? I'm scared.
I don't know why anybody does it, to be quite honest with you.
Like, okay, so when he said this, he was like totally chill.
Totally chill. While he's eating breakfast.
Turn the microphones off.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. I could have bet my whole life savings on it, to be honest. Oh, my God.
And then I started thinking, well, what are some other things that would...
Yeah, where else? Well, we just talked about this yesterday when we were talking about the girl who got the separate itinerary from the Bachelorette because her brother's soon-to-be wife was getting married and she didn't really want her on there. And someone said, like, well, sometimes the girlfriend or the wife will look at the sister as a threat. And then I brought up the whole, like... Oh, remember that one Friends episode when the brother's sister comes into town and they're in the bathtub together?
Yeah.
Like,
good episode.
There is a line that a lot of sibling duos teeter. A lot of sibling duos teeter.
Yeah, like the Menendez brothers.
I have some cousins that I'm like, you teeter.
Right.
In my opinion.
It's odd. It's odd.
It's
like they take being siblings to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, for example,
like, I want to know how many of you have a sister or brother that you've just casually dated? 585-252-9800.
We're not in Alabama.
Anyone we're in married their sibling? Like, yeah. We had a lot of common interests.
Sometimes I feel like if you're a girl and you have. Okay, back to Hannah. If you're a girl and you have multiple brothers and no sisters, do you feel this sense of like, I'm a cool girl because I grew up with boys type of thing?
No, honestly, like, I wish that I had sisters. I didn't have like a weird complex about it.
Right. So the person that I'm talking about, she has three brothers.
Correct.
And she just like acts like a bro. She's like, yeah, I'm a bro with my bros.
Yeah, I mean, like, you become a product of your environment sometimes.
I guess.
And that makes sense.
It's giving pick me, in my opinion. It's giving pick me. It's giving pick me energy. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I don't know. It's like, hey, you know, if you're a girl and you have four brothers, it's like you're a little bit of a tomboy. But there's a lot of girls that grow
up. But she's not a tomboy. She's just like, he's my bros. Like, she's wearing a pleated skirt while saying all of this.
Oh, so she's just the way
she... Just a pick me.
She's just the way she talks, sure.
Yeah, right.
we got a couple people weighing them that was like, I'm going to throw up.
No, fully. Like,
no, I would never, ever, ever, you guys, let my sister or my brother give me a full body massage. Are you nuts?
You're naked.
I'll tell you about the worst experience I ever had with a massage. So I booked this. I go into this place, and this was in, I think I was in Oakland, California. Shady part of town, too. I don't know what I was thinking.
That's all you could afford at the time?
Yeah. It was.
You had a Groupon?
It was for 60 minutes. It was like $35. I'm like, oh, this is a deal. You know what I'm saying? So I go in there, and this woman, I thought I was on a practical joke TV show. She took her fingers and started doing this on my back. Like with her little like boop, 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 boop. No rubbing, no squeezing. Just took her index finger and kept.
I don't understand.
I was like, please, I don't have to tip. Do I? She's like, you like? I'm like.
She's like doing the little walking man with her fingers.
Okay, I'm going to go.
98PXY. She's confident. Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat
Breezy. Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Justin Timberlake tickets live at KeyBank Center. This is going to be in Buffalo for next Monday night. 585-252-9800. We got to go to the phones. How are you feeling today, by the way, Breezy?
I feel really good.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm pulling for you.
Thank you.
By the way, everything this morning has been fact-checked, double-checked, triple-checked. All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, hello, what's your name?
Hello, this is Monica.
Monica, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from my car sitting at school.
Oh, you are? Well, I have great news for you. You're caller 8!
Queen Monica!
Oh, my goodness.
It's time to play Can't Be Breezy.
Are you a teacher or a student?
What?
Are you a teacher or a student?
I'm a student. I'm a nursing student at Fisher.
Woo!
Oh, I love that. Saving lives.
I know. I'm so excited.
Every
like,
single
what
day.
What day of the week does this fall on? Like, am I going to... And it's a Monday night, so it's perfect.
Oh,
it's perfect.
Perfect.
All right, so I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Give me your best answer. Breezy is going next door in that soundproof studio.
Good luck, Monica.
Talk some...
Not too much. Thank you. Good luck.
No, talk some trash.
Okay, I'm going to win.
Okay. All right, it's just us. Let's go to question number 1. Monica, in the 2010 film, based on a true story, Justin Timberlake plays opposite of actor Jesse Eisenberg. What is the name of this film?
Oh, my goodness. Who does he play?
Justin Timberlake is in a film with Jesse Eisenberg in 2010, based on a true story. What's the name of that movie? It's based around social media. You got 5 seconds on the clock.
It's a social media one.
What's the name of it?
The social media one.
Okay, that's your answer. Let's go to question number 2. What kind of tree do acorns come from?
I thought these were multiple choice.
No, they're never. We gave up on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Just give me your best answer.
Okay.
Where does an acorn come from, Monica?
An acorn tree?
I love it. Okay, let's go to question number 3.
I know nursing questions.
Okay, I'll try and get to a nursing question for you. Which Justin Timberlake music video is in all black and white?
Cry Me a River.
Okay. Question number 4. What video game is Princess Peach originally from? What video
Mario
game?
Mario Kart.
You get. What about another? She is in that one.
Yes, she is.
Let's go to the last question. Last year, in 2023, Monica, what was the most popular Halloween costume in the U.S.?
Oh my goodness.
Think of like a popular movie from last year. 5 seconds.
I don't watch. Oh my God, I don't watch movies.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Is that your final answer? You don't watch movies? Pick a movie.
Yeah.
One movie from last year, Monica. Any movie. Pick one movie.
I don't know a movie. Okay. My mind is blank.
All right. Nursing students know how to have fun. Let's bring Breezy back into the room. Nursing students know how to have a great time. We'll tell you that, Breezy.
Yeah.
Let's add these up. No. Not much to add up. I'm going to give her 1 out of 5. All righty.
Oh, no. This can't be.
You got this.
You're cheering for me.
All right. Question number one, Breezy. Let's go down the list. In this 2010 film based on a true story, Justin Timberlake plays opposite of actor Jesse Eisenberg. What's the name of that film?
Friends with Benefits? I don't know.
This is painful. Question number two. What kind of tree do acorns come from?
An oak tree? I don't know.
Question number three. Which Justin Timberlake music video is in all black and white?
Suit and tie.
Question number four, Breezy. What video game is Princess Peach originally from?
Mario Kart. Mario.
Okay. In last year, in 2023, Breezy, most popular Halloween costume in the U.S.
I'm not sure.
It's really easy.
It's really not.
Most popular.
So many.
It's based off of a movie.
There was a lot of movies last year. Barbie? Maybe?
All right. Let's go to the board here. Not much of a contest here. Monica?
Yeah.
So you got a total of 1 out of 4. Breezy got 4 out of 1. She beat you and can't be Breezy.
4 out of 1?
Breezy won!
Why are you cheering?
For you.
She's very sweet.
For all parties.
Honestly, Monica, this is my first win.
This is her first win.
Ever.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was very stumped on a lot of those. Can we go over the answers?
Yeah, let's
do
it.
You guys do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannah, why don't you bring me those that you wrote down for me? So question number one, I asked you, the name of this 2000 film is The Social Network. That's the movie where they was based off of Facebook.
I didn't know that.
I was so close.
What did you say?
She said
Social media one.
Oh.
I couldn't remember the name.
Which isn't actually a movie. Question number two, acorns come from an oak tree. Breezy got that one.
Did
correct?
I really?
Yes. That Justin Good Timberlake job. Music video is in black and white, is Suit and Tie. Breezy got that correct. You put Cry Me a River. That's not right.
I know.
The video game that Princess Peach is in is Super Mario Brothers, original Nintendo. You both said Mario Kart. She is in that. I gave that to both of you. And then the last question is, last year in 2023, most popular Halloween costume was Barbie. Breezy got
classic.
That one.
Classic.
So, Monica, you still gave it your best effort. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to hook you up with a 98PXY Stanley Tumblr. Stay on hold. We'll get all your info. So those Justin Timberlake tickets.
Still up for grabs.
Still up for grabs.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Monica. Have a great day at school.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Listen, great job.
Thank you. So our intern, Hannah, your task for tomorrow on your last day for the week, you have to make a poster board of all my winnings. It won't take long because there's only one. So
1 out of 9. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Stay there. It's PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to PXY Mornings for 1 hour each day for your chance at $5,000.
Gorge.
You're already listening. Might as well get paid to do it. Am I right? Okay, let's talk about Narcan for a second. The Rochester Police Department is launching a program November 1st that aims to really help kind of combat overdoses and overdose deaths in the city and, of course, across Monroe County. But officers are going to hand out Narcan to people at risk of overdose, along with their friends, their family members, and other associates. They're trying to get a step of the curve here. And this is another tool to get Narcan into the hands of people that actually need it the most. Because as of October 4th, more than 1,400 overdoses and 122 suspected overdose deaths have been reported across the county. It's one thing to talk about people and statistics or about numbers, Monroe County Executive Adam Bello said. But at the end of the day, those who are out there struggling in our community, they're not numbers, they're people. And each kit is going to include two doses of Narcan, information on how to use it, harm reduction strategies, and resources that you can use to seek help. Every kit is a chance to save a life and bring hope to those people that really just kind of struggle with substance abuse and disorder. The program will start in the Rochester Police Department's Clinton section, which has about 100 officers. But Smith said the plan is to implement the program across the entire department by February. So I think it's good for pretty much anybody just to have access to it in case somebody really needs it or you have those overdoses that take place.
I have a lot of people in my life who keep it in their glove box just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an epidemic. We know this. It doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So got to stay ready. Got to stay armed.
Guys, we are about 15, 14 days away from Halloween.
I know. And it's absolutely crazy because a lot of people are getting ramped and ready, specifically children, which obviously we get. A lot of kids like to dress up in their favorite costume, in their favorite character, all of those things. And they want to show it off to their friends at school.
That's right.
But unfortunately, not every school, not every district, not every principal, not every teacher is on board with this. I talked to my mom about it last night. She goes, it's district by district. It's case by case. Like, yeah. Not every school is going to allow people to wear costumes to school.
Is it a distraction?
That's what they're claiming. And we're going to talk to a mom by the name of Gina, get to her message, who wrote in last night and said, my 10-year-old is up a wall over this, literally coming unglued, and doesn't even want to go to school on Halloween at this point.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we'll get to Gina's message coming up just after the break on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. You got Moose and Breezy here, 50 degrees for the high today. And we were talking about the potentially, depending on the district that you live in, there are some schools that are saying no. Halloween costumes are not allowed in the class. It is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine that that would really bring a tear to a kid's eye. You know what I mean?
150%. 150%.
Then you made note that we got this message from our listener named Gina.
Gina, yeah. Gina was really upset when she reached out, and I was like, all right, we'll bring it to the air, figure it out. So she wrote and said, hey guys, I wanted to get your opinion on something that's been driving my 10-year-old up a wall. My son is so, so, so into Halloween, always has been. It might have to do with the fact that he's an October baby. And the school sent home a letter 2 weeks ago that stated the district will not be allowing kids to wear their Halloween costumes to school, regardless of whether they are appropriate or not, because they are distracting. My son quickly became unglued due to the fact that this is all he's been talking about with his friends since the start of the year. He's going as Captain Jack Sparrow this year, and he's very excited about it. He asked me if he could stay home from school that Thursday that Halloween falls on so he can wear his costume all day and celebrate. I told him this is something I'd have to talk to his dad about, but I genuinely do feel bad for my son because kids only have so many years to actually have fun with Halloween and really enjoy themselves. Like I said, my son is 10, so he probably has, what, realistically 10 years or 5 years left of celebrating Halloween and actually getting into it. I think this rule is absolutely ridiculous, and my friend's kids go to the district just a couple of miles over, and they have no issue with celebrating Halloween, and they fully plan to wear their costumes in a couple Thursdays here. I don't know if I should let my son stay home from school or if I should, as a mom, fight and make sure that this is taken care of so everyone can have a good time. I'm in between a rock and a hard place because I don't want to come across as a pain in the ass parent, but also at the same time, my kid is struggling. And although it might sound stupid, it really is affecting him. I'd love to know what you and your listeners think. Mm.
Okay, thank you for the message, Gina.
I asked my mom last night after I received this message from Gina on Instagram. I called her and I said, are kids allowed to wear Halloween costumes to school? And she was like, so my mom was a kindergarten teacher for 30-something years. And she said, so it really depends on the district, the principal in charge. And for a long time, her kids weren't allowed. And then they changed principals, and then they were allowed. So I think it just depends on who's really driving that ship. You know what I mean?
It does, yeah.
I'm
trying to think if my niece and nephew, if this is a go for them in Irondequoit. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But it does affect a lot of kids today because I looked forward to it so much growing up when I go to school. And I told you earlier, we didn't do like trick-or-treating in the classroom. We had parties, but they'd make us line up and we'd have to do a tour. We got to go class to class to class to show off our costumes.
But you're not trick-or-treating.
No. Hmm. We're just showing everybody, you know, our drip.
Yeah, that's a whole other bag of worms, right? They're like, we can't serve candy because it's not healthy. It's like everything is an issue these days. And I just feel like the joy has been sucked out of so many things.
It has.
Because everyone's so uptight. They have a stick up their butt. Like, it's just too much. And I side with this mom. This kid's 10. I realistically say he has 4 or 5 years left of actually dressing up and celebrating Halloween. I mean, I think I stopped.
Unless you're that creepy neighbor up the street in Greece.
I think I stopped my freshman year, which would make me 14.
So usually 14 or, yeah, I'd say 13 to 14 now would be the cutoff for trick-or-treating.
That's why she's on the fence about letting him stay home and like celebrate all day because she's like, well, this is kind of it.
Yeah, let him do it because it's not like he's going to do that in high school. You know what I mean?
Right.
The older you get, the more adult parties you're going to go to. You can still dress up, you know?
It's just definitely not the same.
I know.
The trick-or-treating and all of that stuff. But I do agree. I kind of side with the kid. Like, he's like, okay, so I got this costume and I can only wear it for like, what? How long does trick-or-treating take? 90 minutes? Like, you're really realistically only trick-or-treating for, like, 2 hours tops.
But honestly, guys, does it even matter anymore when it comes to trick-or-treating? Every single person's wearing a coat. Everybody's got a costume on, and then they have to have a jacket over it. It's like, what are you supposed to be? You can't tell? No. It just says North Face.
Are you a North Face model? Oh, I love that.
It was the worst.
Are you a Canadian Goose model?
When my mom used to force me and my brothers to wear a coat because it was 35 degrees outside. And you're like, well, then it's taking away from the aesthetics of the costume. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Why did you even spend money?
You know, and then they're like, well, you have to wear a coat and you have to wear a snowsuit, but you can put your costume over that.
Would you let your kids stay? I mean, we know, we don't have kids. If you had a kid, would you let your kids stay home on Halloween because they're asking and they're trying to get the most bang for their buck out of the costume. Ultimately, they're looking after you and your financial means, to be honest.
I would allow them to do a half day. I'm going to put you in school for the first couple hours this morning. I'm going to come grab you and then we'll...
And you're like, that's only because of my job.
And then we'll get after it. Yeah, that I'm saying though.
Yeah.
You take a half day.
We'll take you to lunch.
Yeah.
We'll do spooky pancakes.
Yeah, I agree with Gina. Let your kid get after it because there's so many schools. And if you missed the phone call we had from Irene this morning, she's in the predicament because for parental confidential, the question being asked was, do people care that a child dresses up as Pocahontas for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, yes, because that teacher was like, hey, for the well-being of my students, I'm going to have to say no. So now Irene had to go and tell her daughter, you can't be Pocahontas. You can do it for trick-or-treating, but you can't wear it to school. Of course, her daughter has a meltdown.
Right.
And she's asking the question, does anyone even really care if a non-Native American 7-year-old girl dresses up like Pocahontas for Halloween?
Clearly.
Some people do. But like today's day and age, in the world we live in, you got to walk on eggshells because somebody's going to be upset by something.
We have a lot of texts coming in right now. Let me get to some of them here. My daughter goes to Irondequoit and they will be having a Halloween parade, kind of like what you were talking about, Moose. Brockport lets you wear your costumes, just no masks or accessories like weapons or little swords, things like that.
Yeah.
It's so sad the way schools have become institutions. It's a freaking outfit. These kids can't even celebrate their birthdays anymore. Let them wear the freaking outfit. My child would be staying home. I'd let him stay home. It's one day and it's clearly negatively affecting him. I don't see why not. Wow. This is a really long text. Let me try and get through it here. Snaves here. I just caught the tail end of this conversation, but I'm going to weigh in. I work at a charter school and we have an extremely diverse population of students. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing how we can celebrate everyone. Inclusion and diversity does not mean that you need to eliminate holidays or celebrations. In fact, you do the exact opposite. At our school, we celebrate everything from Hispanic Heritage Month, Asian Pacific Heritage Month, Christmas, Hanukkah. All of the students acknowledge all types of ways of life. Students who are fasting because they are Muslim. We appreciate the culture and the diverse backgrounds of our students. That also includes celebrating Halloween because it's been celebrated for years and years and years. If people don't want to participate, they can sit out and have a fall celebration in place of, or watch a movie, do crafts, etc. But to be fair, I don't think it's taking away from those who celebrate. That's not inclusion. I think she's more so talking about the Pocahontas sentiment of it all. But
that could be it. But also, guys, I mean, we have to understand too, at this age, all kids are looking to do right now, a lot of these kids are just looking to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is a perfect time to do that. And a lot of these schools saying, well, it's a distraction. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for these kids. We never had to deal with any of this growing up.
I know. And, you know, I think we'll head back to the Pocahontas sentiment of it all. But I think that not including and recognizing the diverse cultures, like Snaves is saying, is doing kids an extreme disservice,
yeah,
if I'm being honest. So, and not for nothing, but like for the specific example of this boy in his Halloween costume, I think it'd be so cool, like you said, Moose, to see my classmates, my peers, and see what they chose for Halloween. Why did you choose that costume? Let's have a deeper conversation about it instead of just being like, it's a distraction. We can't do it.
Right. You just can't
just
do it.
Just sucking the fun out of everything.
I'm not done with that. Let's put the fun back into it right now. You got a frown on that face? Let's turn it upside down.
Make schools fun again.
Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the Vampires and Vixens Halloween Masquerade. Guys, this is Saturday night, October 19th. It starts at 10 p.m. And guess what? It's hosted by Dennis Rodman.
Love him.
Chicago Bulls legend. So this is going to be a really fun night. Tickets are on sale now at SenecaNiagaraCasino.com. This is a 21 plus event, but we're looking to send you for free. Caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Does this drive you up a wall the same way it does with our girl Breezy? If so, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you, 585-252-9800. And the question that we're asking is,
what is it with political signs in the front yard, and why do people think it's necessary? Because yesterday I was driving in the countryside of Webster.
Yeah.
And every lawn was...
Where life is worth living.
Fully. Every lawn was littered with political lawn signs. And there was one house specifically that I counted 15 signs just in their lawn.
Those are their Halloween decorations?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening?
Overkill, is it not?
I'm like, we got it. We understand your side. Like, we get it. You don't have to literally rattle off every single person that's running for the Democrat side or the Republican side. We got it with the one, you know? And I don't know why I just became increasingly angry about political yard signs. Because in my opinion, I don't get the point of them. Because I'm not going to be driving down the road in Webster and see a sign for either party and be like, you know what? I think I'm going to change my mind.
Yeah, well, you know, with the presidential election creeping up on us in the next few weeks, you never know. Someone might see that sign and be like, you know, I'm voting Trump. I don't care who you vote for or which side you're on. No matter what party you're trying to flaunt, those signs are an eyesore, and I personally believe they're a massive target for some crazy person who doesn't agree with you to just go take a rock to your window.
Putting a sign, a political sign, in your front yard is reckless in my opinion. It's reckless behavior. It is, because you know what? You're right, Moose. There's so many crazy people out there on either side that you open yourself up to the victim of a hate crime if you put that in your front yard. And, you know, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm the one who's crazy for having this take. But I think it's true. Like, yes, you're allowed to state your political opinion however and whenever you please. But that's what Facebook is for. Like, aren't we doing that enough on the internet? Why do you need to put it in your front yard? Like, I just, now people know where you live. Now they know what side you're on. And what is stopping some unhinged lunatic from knocking on your door and giving you a piece of their mind? And being like, nothing, I disagree with you.
Well, you have to understand, though, the people that are putting up those signs welcome that.
They like the conflict. Fight.
I don't know how many of you actually saw that viral video on social media last week. This guy had a Trump sign in his yard, and this dude and his wife was taping it. Husband was so upset, took his pickup, started going in the front yard, running over the signs. Well, he took
his pickup truck?
Yeah. And this guy clearly was waiting for someone like him because he had 2x4s with nails coming out of it, gave the guy a flat tire. I mean, it was just one thing after the other. And he got even more upset at the dude who had the Trump signs in his yard. I was like, well, you know what?
That was on you.
You shouldn't be, but it goes back to what you're saying. There's crazy people out there like this that want to give you a piece of their mind because they don't agree with you.
And correct.
You're not going to. People know politics, of course. But the problem is today is nobody can have a cordial conversation with logic behind it.
Right.
Everybody just goes straight to hate.
And I think it's like, I think it's dividing us even further. Listen, everyone is entitled to their opinion. I don't really care either way. And I know people don't back me for saying that. How can you not care? How can you, as a member of the LGBT community, not care? It's like, I can't change someone's opinion regardless of what they believe in politics, in life, in morals. You know, like, that's just not, I'm not out here to do that. Like,
well,
you as one person is not going to change it. I guess I just don't really going back to the political signs of it all in the front yard, I don't see the point of it. I know it's mostly for you, I guess, but like people passing by, they're getting nothing out of it.
I enjoy it. I'm like, oh, look at that. That guy in Penfield the other day, I was driving by and he was like, I'm voting for the criminal. Huge sign in his front yard. American flags were waving high. Like, look at this. And I found amusement out of it. My first reaction was, I'm going to go set this guy's house on fire. No, because there's people like this everywhere. Troy is texting in right now. He says, what's up, guys? Just so you know, it also serves to make sure people who aren't as aware of the lower stuff on the ballot potentially think about it before they go to vote. So if you're not talking, he's referring to locally.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sherry says, my neighbor put up a Trump sign just to piss off the HOA and the rest of the neighbors. And the signs are somewhat obnoxious. I will agree with that.
I just think they're too much. I think I just don't see who it's serving. I guess getting the buzz out for whoever candidate you're voting for, sure.
Yeah.
But the overkill of the 15 signs yesterday, I was like, okay, like, we got it. Now you're just putting holes in the ground. It's too much.
I think the most entertaining thing about this whole entire thing is that when the candidate loses, and then they have to go take those signs down in their front yard, it's the walk of shame.
It's the walk of shame. It really, really is.
I had a neighbor that had a huge 2020 Trump banner just hanging on his window. And we all watched as he had to go take that down. He was pissed.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. Listen, everybody, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. But as far as the signs, I guess the question we were asking was, how many of you, obviously you take pride in who you're going to vote for, but does anybody ever get nervous from that crazy person who disagrees with your political views? Because God knows they're out there. So just, you know, be mindful of that.
There are so many unhinged people, so let's just be aware of all of that And think twice before you order 17 of the same sign. We got it. We got it the first time.
Now, let me ask you, are you going to go vote?
Of course I'm going to go vote. Everybody has to go vote. And if you want to share that or not, whether that's on Facebook or in your front yard, that is your prerogative. I just think it's reckless behavior. There, I said it.
Okay. All right. Well, now you know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy.
Is online dating out of control?
Out of control.
I would say most likely yes.
Our intern Hannah's shaking her head. Yes, absolutely. Good.
You're the person we'd love to talk to on this. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 50 for the high. But guys, the sun is peaking. We love to see it. The thing with online dating too right now is that haven't been on the apps in quite a few years. My buddies are on it. But now they're paying a large sum of money to just use stupid features to try to find the love of their life.
I was chatting with my friend yesterday, and the premium for Hinge is $60 a month. $60 a month is not cheap.
What are you getting for that?
So with the $60 a month, you can customize the person that you want to be matched with. Down to height, eye color, shoe size, profession.
Profession.
Religion. Religion. If they want babies, they smoke. Like, you can cater to those filters.
Now, I remember back in the day using those dating apps, you had basic filters. Like, hey, what are you looking for? Well, as far as religion, height, if they want kids, blah, blah, blah. But now people are paying so much money. $60 a month is stupid. And you're basically just doing it so you can get all of the filters down to shoe size.
It's because they know that society is extremely picky.
Yeah, they are. Now, going back to my friends who are on five of these apps, I don't know how they focus during the day because it is a distraction when you're on these dating apps. And the thing that makes it a distraction is having all of these stupid surface level conversations with people. How was your day? Are you having a good day? Yes, I'm having a good day. How's your day? Pretty good. What do you like to do for fun when you're not working? Ugh.
No, I'll puke.
Ugh. Okay, Hannah, can you come over here? I got to talk to our intern real quick. So you're a 21-year-old college student. Are you currently on the dating apps?
And I saw that we were talking about this today, and I unpaused my Hinge account.
Wow.
Oh, my
why?
God. Commit to the bit, Hannah. Commit to the bit.
I had them for a while. I got so distracted by them. And then being the friend that has Hinge, everyone wants to be your account. Mm-hmm. So I paused it, but I'm back on now.
Oh, you are back on. Who have
get,
you gone
get
on?
Get your phone. Do Let you me, have it?
I want to play.
Yep.
I want to play.
No, yeah, give me your
phone. You're not paying, obviously. You're a broke college student. There's no way. No way.
I'll look at Jordan. He thinks because he has a default pick with him and his Grammys that's an automatic swipe right. And it's not. Swipe light.
You're obsessed with your grandma, and it shows.
So let's look at this guy. He's posing with a rock. I don't know. Like, he's a game designer. Okay.
Go to like his prompts. Go to his like what's my ideal date and like what's.
Oh, he's got his own podcast, Breezy.
Ooh, not him being stiff competition with us.
I don't know. How do you use this? How do you?
Do you want to like message him or?
No, I don't want to message him. Is this a guy that you think you'd be interested in?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No.
We're gonna swipe left on that.
We're gonna swipe left. Yeah.
Okay. So once you go. Okay. So that's how you swipe left. Any of these three guys in the photo interest you?
Oh, I hate when they do
okay,
that.
Yeah, what is that?
Is.
By the way, one of them liked your photo.
Ooh, T. Oh, we don't know which one, but it's one of them did. I hate when people put a group photo as their profile picture on a dating app. What am I playing? Guess who? What are we doing here?
So you guys probably don't know this about me, but when I was in LA, I had a side hustle and I would help guys. I would get paid to help them put their profiles together.
Okay, Hitch. Will Smith.
I made like $1,200 in like 2 months. You know, it was cool side money. But
were you single at the time?
Yeah, I was dating.
How can you, as someone who's single, be like, hey, this is what you need to do?
Because I was going on so many dates and they wouldn't even.
Right.
They would get zero messages. So I'm like, here's what you got to do. I said, first of all, look at your default pic. It's a picture of your back looking at a mountain. I said, nobody knows what you look like. I said, you have 3 seconds to gain her attention.
How
is this what you want?
How much were you charging?
Oh,
$200 an hour.
To work on their profile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was like, it's going to be $200 and I'll tell you what you can and can't do right. And I'll tell you what.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
I put my money where my mouth is because this guy, Dan, that I was helping out, I helped him out. I put it together for him. He went on 4 dates that 1 week alone where he was on it for 2 months and got nothing. So you tell me.
You're literally Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of these dating apps now are got to be exhausting. How many dates have you been on, Hannah?
One.
You've been on one date.
Never again.
Go back over there. What happened?
All right.
We don't have a mic for you, so we're all sharing.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about online dating and how uncontrolled it's gotten. And our intern, Hannah, here.
Out of control. Yes.
Is on Hinge. So tell us about your first Hinge date. Okay.
Okay. It was a disaster. We went out one time. Yep. Actually, no, I lied. We went out like 2 times. It was very chill. We went to a restaurant. He seemed nice. I didn't think it was going anywhere.
He was 50.
Yeah, it was weird. So I didn't want to ghost him. I'm not a ghoster typically. So
sure.
I talked to him and I was like, you know, this has been fun, but I think we should not do this anymore.
Right.
And it turned into like him hysterical on the phone.
No.
He loves me. Yeah.
Ew.
He said something to me that I will never forget. He said, Hannah, if you asked me to move a mountain, I'd ask you for tools. Poet. I almost changed my mind right there.
Oh. What kind of tools? Like, what tools do you use to move
questions.
A mountain?
Maybe a,
like
jack
a jackhammer?
Hammer, yeah. maybe we should get him on the show, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The
that's
content
wild.
Is fire.
I don't know how people do. I don't know how people go on these apps and do 6 at the same time. It's wild to me.
How can you focus on your day to day? And not to mention you're paying premiums for all of them. Not you spending $500 a month on just dating apps.
Yeah, it's so distracting. It's so distracting. But I think, again, that's why so many people today are like, well, I want to meet someone organically.
Right.
Okay, what does that look like? Well, out in public. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, whether you meet them online or out in public, you still have to put the work in to get to know them.
Right. The last 2 people I dated, seriously, I just met through other people. And everyone's so weird about it. They're like, I want to meet someone organically. Like, it doesn't matter how you meet them. Like, you don't get a medal for meeting someone out in the wild.
No, you just make up your own story. That's what I did.
Right.
Because when I met my girlfriend on Bumble years back, all of her friends be like, how did you guys meet? And I told them, we went out camping together. I was starting a fire. All of a sudden, it exploded. And then
they're like, there's some holes in the story. You don't even know how to light a fire. So.
She was a nurse, and she bandaged me up, and that's how we kind of got together. So
she's like, I literally am an assistant manager at a doctor's office. Like, what? I can't. It's too much.
She actually cleaned apartments. So. We could be further from the truth.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
My mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose and Breezy. The question being asked this morning from a mother by the name of Irene is, do people really care if a child dresses up as Pocahontas for Halloween? Would you be offended? Irene was gracious enough to come on the air with us this morning, so let me get her up. Hi, Irene. Good morning. Share with us what's up.
Yeah, I was calling. I have a small dilemma. I say small because there are, like, bigger issues going on in the world aside from my daughter's Halloween costume.
Sure.
But I still don't know what to do. So, essentially, my 7-year-old wants to be Pocahontas for Halloween.
Okay.
Her favorite Disney character. She watches the movie all the time. And I only feel iffy about it because it seems to be, like, a trigger point for so many people right now.
Mm.
So, like, my husband's father is a huge football fan of the Washington Redskins, and he got so upset when they changed their name to, I don't know, I think it's like the Commanders or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But essentially, I'm worried that a 7-year-old can get canceled.
Oh. I don't know. Can a 7-year-old today get canceled?
I mean, maybe they're not going to get canceled in this moment, but, I mean, if that comes out in 15 years.
Oh, that's true.
They could definitely get canceled.
Because that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening, right? These 25, 30-year-olds, they're launching their careers, and people are going back and looking at pictures of them and like, you dressed up as an Indian when you were 7. You're racist. It's like, I don't know if that's exactly the truth.
It's scary because that's the world we live in.
It is.
And
it really is.
I don't know. I mean, I would reach out to her teacher if you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I actually did that. So I sent her teacher an email and asked what her thoughts were. And basically, we're like, hey, if my daughter wears this Pocahontas outfit into class, like, is it crossing a line? Like,
some
people are okay with it. Others might be super offended.
Sure.
And she was really sweet, but she basically was like, you know, she's an educator. And she essentially said, like, looking out for the well-being of her students, she was like, I honestly think you shouldn't. Like,
really?
So
she's, your teacher said, your daughter's teacher said it's probably a no-go.
Yeah, she just said it probably wouldn't go well, essentially.
I see.
And if it didn't go well, like, my daughter would be the victim of it. So anyway, I had to tell her this, and she had a meltdown.
Did she understand what any of it meant?
I mean, probably not.
Right.
And it's not like I want to explain this to a 7-year-old.
Cancel culture to a 7-year-old.
Well, what's the reasoning you gave her that she can't wear the costume?
I basically just said, like, her teacher didn't like the costume and tried to frame it in such a way that it was like, you know, there's other princesses, like, there's other options. I just don't think this will be the best one. But it's so hard because it's like, how do you explain this to a 7-year-old in a way that they're going to comprehend?
You don't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You literally don't. Because you know what? When you're 7 years old, you're living life blissfully, happily, and you have no worries, essentially. Right.
And then, you have no concept of why this would be a problem.
And you get to 20, 30 years old and reality slaps you in the face and everyone has a problem with everything. And it's like, wait, I just like really loved Pocahontas. Like, it's just so insane if you ask me. But,
does anyone really care?
Honestly, why I'm calling. I'm just trying to get a gauge on does anyone actually care? Does anyone actually have a problem with a non-Native American 7-year-old dressing up as Pocahontas for Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, is that actually a problem?
I, you know what? Today's day and age, probably. But 585-252-9800, I'd love to hear from our listeners on this. If you would go against the words of the teacher and just dress your daughter up as Pocahontas anyways. Send her off to school. But you don't want to put her in a spot either.
Right. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. Like, maybe it's not going to be a problem today or tomorrow, but will it be a problem in 10 years? Will cancel culture only ramp up from what it is right now, which is, I believe, at an all-time high? And then, what, your daughter's not getting her first, you know, entry-level position out of college because she dressed up as Pocahontas when she was 7? Give me a break.
Well, who knows where social media is going to be in 15 years from now. You know what? Did you reason with her? Be like, hey, you can't wear it to school, but you're more than welcome to wear it trick-or-treating. Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
But school was like, you know, the important Halloween party.
Of course.
I didn't know they're even still doing those.
And then you could also let her do it, but you better pray to God you don't take any pictures and they don't surface.
Which is just such a silly thing to have to worry about anyway.
No, she's 7. I think she'll be okay. But I don't know. This is very interesting. I'm glad that you called up because I'm sure there might be other parents that are facing the same issue you're going through right now. So thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Irene.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to some of our listeners' text messages and calls, 585-252-9800. Thanks, Irene. Have a good Halloween.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye. People are all kind of fired up this morning on this, and I understand why.
It's definitely hitting a nerve.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paula.
Hi.
Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. What do you think?
Of course, I'm amazing. I wouldn't do it. I know she's 7. I would only do it if she's going to a private party with family and friends.
Okay.
And there are no pictures taken. I wouldn't do it only because it's just kind of, it's like a slap in the face of the indigenous community. And the storyline that Disney presented with Pocahontas is not the real story of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tragic, sad story.
Sure.
I just wouldn't exploit my child in that manner. And I know that she's a child and she should be protected from social media and all these attackers, but we know how they are. We know how social media is. I just wouldn't do it unless she's going to a family party. I just wouldn't do it.
Don't you think it's sad that this is the world we live in, though?
Oh, it's very sad. It's also sad that Disney made this movie, but that's a whole different topic.
Right, right.
I always feel like kids should be off limits with stuff like this. Like, they don't know. And she's 7. You're not going to tell her the true story of Pocahontas at this age. Let kids be kids, but people would, like, go in on the mother. Like, why would her mother let her do this?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want your child all over social media. It's just wrong,
right.
But people don't have the same respect and morals as they did back in the day.
No, they do not.
No, that's a great take. Paula, thank you so much for the call.
This is really, really something. You can tell her it's based off a real person and it's a sad story. Ultimately, this person says, this teacher is wrong. This is insane. There is no victim. The girl is 7. She cannot get canceled. Let her wear what she wants. Stop stealing joy from children. Let them be little. Nobody cares if they look a certain way. Give kids a moment to breathe.
Mm.
Yeah, you can give kids a moment to breathe. I'm just looking at the repercussions 15 years down the line because that's what we see so much these days.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Dan.
Dan, welcome to the show, buddy. What's your thoughts?
This is just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do we keep teaching kids race? Like, that's the problem with the world. Like, my daughter's white as snow, and she wants to be Doc McStuffins. But she can't be Doc McStuffins because of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know the difference in color.
Sure.
What is that? I've never heard
of that. Yeah, I don't know what that is exactly.
I've never heard of that. Doc what? McStuffin?
Doc McStuffins.
What is that?
It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And here we are. People have to teach little kids about race. They don't know color.
No, right. Of course. No, I know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's honestly, it's tainting children, but that's my opinion.
But that's just my thought. I mean, it's crazy that kids can't be kids today.
Well, are you going to let your daughter dress up in that costume or no?
Yeah, so she has the costume. Obviously, she's not going to change the color of her skin.
Right,
but,
right,
of course.
I mean, if somebody has a problem with it, that's their problem.
Sure.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, sure. I gotcha. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Dan.
It. Yeah.
This is actually a really good point, too. What about Moana? Like, okay, let's take Pocahontas away from the whole situation because that's a little touchy with just the way the story was told from Disney back in the 90s. Moana's a, you know, Pacific Islander surfer, whatever she is. I'm not super familiar with the... All I know is that she's very cultured.
Yeah.
That's what the whole movie's about.
So this morning, before we went on to do this segment, I looked up the 15 most offensive Halloween costumes for 2024, and that was on the list. And plus COVID-19. I'm like, oh, God. Okay. It's like, whatever. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Irene, thank you for weighing in this morning and all you guys. I know
people are really ramped and ready for this one.
I know. It's crazy. And it's the world we live in, unfortunately. But everybody is just trying to tiptoe around everybody else's
feelings. I literally
can't
stop these texts from coming in.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy Breeze.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY. Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.